Democrats say illegal migrants included in All Americans. By Neil Monroe on September 1, 2024. Democrats are smuggling their vast wave of illegal migrants into their political description of all Americans. Making the American dream of home ownership available to all people is something we have to do for people here now. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, told Bill Maher on August 31. Pelosi was endorsing a bill by California Democrats to allow illegal migrants to get home buyer loans worth up to $150,000. The California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loans program gives Americans a loan worth up to 20% of the purchase price of a house or condominium, capped at $150,000. The favorable loan is very valuable because it need not be repaid until the home is sold. California Democrats have passed a bill, AB 1840. To include illegals in the program amid the record housing prices caused by the Democrats' surge of illegal migration. This bill is for the undocumented, Maher asked Pelosi. What I would like to do is move them to documented status, Pelosi responded. The determined redefinition of all gives Democrats a new code to show their support for mass migration while they hide their very unpopular goals from angry voters. A Harris-Waltz administration can help us move past some of the tired, old debates that keep stifling progress, former President Barack Obama declared in his convention speech where he demanded the United States society be rebuilt on diversity. Because at their core, Kamala and Tim understand that when everybody gets a fair shot, we are all better off. They understand that we can secure our borders without tearing kids away from migrant, their illegal migrant, parents. We all deserve the opportunity to build a decent life. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said in her convention speech, just before denying Americans any right to their own borders, all of our contributions deserve to be accepted and valued. Because no one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American, no one. Michelle Obama mentioned Americans just 4 times during her speech as she denied the distinction between Americans and foreigners. Barack Obama mentioned Americans 9 times while he subordinated American society to the progressive demand for commingled diverse nations. I promise to be a president for all Americans, Vice President Harris said in her convention speech as she endorsed an amnesty for millions of migrants in the name of unity. An America, where we care for one another, look out for one another, and recognize that we have so much more in common than what separates us. That none of us has to fail for all of us to succeed. And that, in unity, there is strength. On August 26, amid the debate over the California bill, pro-migration Representative Delia Ramirez, DEL, tweeted her response, rooted in my community. I came to Congress to fight for affordable, accessible housing for all. The gutting of all Americans is another progressive weapon in their verbal armory, alongside diversity and nation of immigrants, against the nationalistic and patriotic solidarity among ordinary Americans. Progressive Democrats know they need to hide the immense political and pocketbook costs of their globalist agenda from ordinary Americans. For example, an August 28 report by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace admitted, in many U.S. cities, including New York City, a surge in border arrivals, compounded by long-standing housing shortages, has strained housing markets and exacerbated homelessness. New York City's median rents reached a record high of $3,795 in mid-2023, while the vacancy rate plummeted to 1.4%, the lowest it had been in decades. The number of individuals in homeless shelters had also nearly doubled since spring 2022, largely because the city had received over 175,000 asylum seekers and migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border. In contrast, Donald Trump's populist campaign showcases the distinction between Americans and foreigners with the slogan Make America Great Again. In August, Trump told Elon Musk, a pro-America immigrant, that we want to have a safe country. We want to have a strong military. We want low interest rates, and we want to be able to have the American dream. We want to be able to have our youth be able to buy homes, housing, get good jobs, and we're really just at the opposite right now. So it's so sad to see, Harris has, been the worst borders are in history. And, 20 million people came over the border during the Biden-Harris administration. Now you have people dying financially because they can't buy bacon. They can't buy food, they can't buy groceries, they can't do anything. and they're living horribly in our country right now. Business-wing Republicans mumble about border chaos, crime, and businesses' supposed need for more foreign workers. But populist Republican legislators are standing up for their fellow Americans. My mom would love to buy a house, California GOP Representative Bill Essaley, RCA, said in a state assembly's debate, adding, "Down payments are one of the biggest hurdles to being able to afford a house. So her slot could be given to someone who just entered our country unlawfully. That is offensive, and I hope every single American in California is watching. We do not have a country if we don't have borders. What does it mean to be a citizen? Does it mean anything? Why do all that if you can get all the benefits of citizenship without being a citizen? It makes no sense to me. It's almost like government suicide." Mr. Speaker, I strongly urge that we vote against this. But I know they're going to pass it, and I hope the people of this state are watching. They'll have the ultimate say in November. There are 1 million Californians who live in deep poverty and nearly 200,000 who live on the streets without a home. And here we are talking about giving out free home loans to illegal immigrants. California Republican Assemblywoman Kate Sanchez said. Do we have no shame? Other Republicans, however, just mumbled about government spending. "We have a $68 billion deficit," complained Senator Brian James, the Republican leader in the state Senate. In response, one of the Fox News hosts interrupted him, saying, "You're not prioritizing your own citizens over those who are here illegally, which is even more insane." James, a real estate professional, then responded by citing legal immigrants who are the most disgusted about this than those of us who were born here. Democrats have pushed their home loans for migrants bill through the state assembly and Senate, and have sent it to the governor for his signature. "We said it was a dream for all, and that's what we meant," said the bill's author, Democratic Representative Joaquin Arambula, told a California TV station.